need the extra 5,000 naira to get 200 extra channels that you will never tune to. It's a matter of faith. Everybody works by faith. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's the way life is. Before you sat on that chair, you didn't check whether somebody had booby trapped it. You just sat on it, boy. Did you think about it? You go and enter a luxury bus. Some of the drivers are drunk and mad. You don't even care. You just enter, believing you will get to Lagos. Everybody works by faith. I mean, have you ever wondered what keeps aeroplanes in the air? You don't care. Your own wahala is to get enough money for the ticket. It is the problem of the pilots to be knocking his head on why the thing will fly or not. Aviation, you don't care. A carriage doesn't come out. You don't even know what is called undercarriage. It's only when yours doesn't come out, you learn the meaning of the word undercarriage. So when the pilot says that, sorry, we're having a problem with the undercarriage coming out, you ask your neighbor, what is undercarriage? You say, it is a glorified word for the tire of the aeroplane. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. So we're talking about walking by faith, that God said that a believer will use to bring forth success in life. There are many points. One, he has to understand that God is God and none else. Number two, and that God has a plan for his life, and that vision will definitely come to pass, even though it's delayed. God said, if you walk like this, you will get results. That's what it means, you will get life. Do you understand my point? That is why you've heard me say it again and again. You can't persuade me to start running up and down like the devil or like the eyes of God, running to and fro the face of this earth. I am not the eye of God. I am not Satan. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can't tell money has gone to Lagos. Money didn't concern me because then money will go to Lagos. The money that went to Lagos is for the Lagosians. Mine will come to Enugu. My blessings have my address upon them. If my wife travels for 2 years, her name is still Mrs. Olushina. When she comes back, she's my wife. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I won't say, if you don't go to America and go and meet her there, she has become another man's wife. May I see the man? The man we won't die. May he try and face. Can you swear? Look, when you start thinking about it, you start having cerebral degeneration instantly. No, go and ask Abraham and Sarah, you understand? And all the people who try to collect Sarah, you will understand what I'm saying. Abimelech took Sarah like this. All the women in the house, they became barren instantly. The crop that was they were about to harvest, suddenly everything withered. Abimelech said, what is going on? God said, you see that woman? It's Mrs. Solution. Are you getting the point I'm making? Why? Because I believe in the vision that has an appointed time. I do not know the appointed time. That's why it appears to me like it is slow. God said, if you will wait for it, you will bear fruit no matter what anybody else says. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is number one seed that somebody needs to sow before God is what? Faith. What is faith? God is God. That's it. You have to understand that God is God, not your circumstances. You have to understand that God is God, not your nation. You have to understand that God is God, not the course you studied in school or did not study in school. God is God, not the grades you make or did not make in doing them. God is God, not who your father is or who he was not. God is God, not that you are an American or a Jamaican or Ethiopian or a Nigerian. It changes nothing. And God said, if you recognize this, you will have life. That is, wherever you put your hands to, whichever thing you put your hands to do, I will cause it to succeed. The just shall succeed by faith. Number two thing to believe is that this God doesn't make impulsive judgments. Before you were born, he had a plan for your life. And the only way he will bless you is if you stick with the plan that he has for your life. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That is, if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Remember what we said, that number one thing, Onyeka, was you and I that were discussing today. I said that, yes, you know, we refer to rejoiner and stuff, that God said, the problems in society is not my concern. My problem is the problem inside the believers. That the kingdom is not born in them. That's why they are struggling with the unbeliever. That is, if they sit down, labor to enter into my rest, and I am governing their life round and round, every corner of their life, I'm governing it. They have sought after my kingdom and the righteousness. So you will discover that wherever they go, they will always rise to the top. Politics is not dirty. Lord is not about politics is dirty. It's men that are dirty. A clean man will always be on top of the dirty people. That's a fact. Don't worry. If God says you'll be president, you don't need to join PDP, NRC, ANPP, or whatever. No, they will come one day and unite and say, you'll be our presidential candidate. The Bible says all these things were recorded for our learning. God has done it before. Do you understand the point I'm making? All this noise of these people are controlling this. God said, any man walking by faith will get results despite what all the circumstances around say. That's what he meant when he said, the just shall live by faith. It doesn't mean the just is saying, I'm not winning. It's not the talk of the just. He's saying that when the just has finished talking, he really is walking by faith, I will give him life, success, productivity. I mean, he will indeed become the head and not the tail because he's walking by faith. That means if any just man wants to reign in life, what does he need to learn? Faith. It's a labor to enter into his rest. Anyone that has entered his rest assists from his own works. How does a man enter into God's rest? He said they could not enter because of what? Unbelief. Therefore, to enter is to get into faith and step into the rest of God. Simple. Let me tell you what faith is. Let me conclude by explaining what faith means. Faith does not mean... How do I say this now? Faith does not mean I'm unreasonable. One of the problems with Christians is that they are very unreasonable. Look, I don't walk by sight, so they close their eyes and cross the express road. If a car doesn't kill you, it's called the mercy of God. No, T.D. Jakes said he did it as a child. That he wanted to show God how much he trusted him. He closed his eyes and crossed the road. But he has learned that God doesn't do things like that, or that it's because he was 17. So God just said, don't do it again. This time around, I have much work for you to do. So I won't kill you this time around. But next time, I won't kill you still, but I will break both of your legs. You will be in hospital for 1 year. When you come out, you won't do it again. No, that's not what faith means. Faith doesn't mean that God, Jesus walked on water. So some 4 Korean boys gathered and decided to swim across the to walk across the water when there was a high tide. Their bodies were found after many days. And people say, where was their God? Their God said, thou shalt not tempt me. That's where he was, in a place in which he cannot be tempted by 4 small children. That's not what faith means. I said, Jesus, most of the time, here he could walk on water. How many times did he walk on water? Most of the times, he looked for boats. Even when things were tight, he said, now, Peter, lend me a boat. Sure, you are not fishing right now. Peter said, no. He didn't just say, okay, let's walk to the center of the water and stay and be preaching from there, and they will know that indeed I'm sent of God. No, he didn't try that. What did he do? He looked for a boat. The reason he walked on water under such circumstances, I have not found out, and it's not expressly stated in those portions of the scripture. I'm not saying it's not revealed. If you read the Bible well, you might find out why, but I don't know why. He didn't do it often. Maybe the Spirit entered into him one day and decided to walk on water. I don't know. But one thing I know is that it was not his habit to walk on water. It was not Jesus' habit. Most times they needed to cross water, they went their boats. When the storm was facing them, where was he? Inside the boat, sleeping. Do you understand my point? Faith doesn't mean, Christians love to be unreasonable. When they are doing things that are very stupid, they quickly tell you that it is faith. Because after that, you have to shut up. After that, you have to keep quiet because you don't understand. Say, but these days, I have less. But if you are younger than me, I will abuse you thoroughly. You can, at the end, you can go and tell me that I don't have faith. I will tell you, you are very stupid and irresponsible. I have reached that level now. You can't bamboozle me again. Tell me you are walking by faith. What rubbish is that? I will tell you, you are a very responsible and lazy person. That's actually your problem. You are a proud, irresponsible man. They are telling me you are walking by faith. What does faith mean? Faith means that I realize that the word of God is stronger evidence than everything else. Do you understand my point? It doesn't mean I don't see the other things, but I just compare them to what God has said. For example, I cannot say I'm walking by faith. I won't do anything in life and expect to eat. God said, whosoever will not walk should not eat. He said, there is seed time and there is harvest. So I must plant my seed to expect my harvest. Those are the things that, look, that is in perfect accordance with the will of God. But I've also recognized that what a man or a woman will be tomorrow is not determined by the physical things that he or she appears like today, but what God is saying, what the person's life will be. Therefore, if I'm a young woman, I want to marry a husband, I won't look for a rich man because I think he'll be rich forever. I know the Bible says riches can fly away. Do you understand what I'm going to say? But the blessings of God, whatever God does endures forever. If God blesses a man, he's blessed forever. That's what faith is. Faith does not mean I sign up for suffering. No, that's not what faith means. Faith means that I look at how God makes judgment. I make judgment the same way. Faith means that I have come to understand that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south, but that God is judged. Anybody he lifts up, he is lifted. That's what faith means. Faith means, like we have seen, that I don't have to be in Australia to succeed. I can succeed in Congo. If God plants me in Somalia, I can do well there. Faith means I have come to understand that I'm a positive impact to my generation. Was it last week we explained it? That I'm a gift that God has given to the earth. For God so loved that he gave his begotten son. You understand what I'm trying to say? God loved you so much, he gave me to you. So you are listening to me today, I'm blessing your life, I'm a gift to you. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? No, that's how God has done it. I am a blessing to somebody's life, and that's the way I walk. The example I told you I was giving, that brother said that I used to encourage him. But I said that, look, this is the issue. Where is money in Lagos? That's not my problem. Money will come wherever God says I should go. But where am I supposed to look? Where am I needed? Paul said, this is how I choose where I go. I check where Christ has not been preached, and I go there. Why? I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. That's faith. Are you getting the point I'm making? That one said that, oh, they give more offering in Jerusalem. It has nothing to do with it. Paul said, Jerusalem, they have Peter. Jerusalem, they have James. They have John. He said, talk about Antioch. Good. I will go there. He said, talk about Athens. Good. I will go there. Places where they don't have James, Peter, John, all those people. Then I am indeed a gift to those people. I am a light to their world. When I come there, they will no longer walk in darkness, but they shall have the light of life. That is faith. He said, but what will you eat? What will you drink? Jesus said, when I sent you out without purse or scrip, did you lack anything? That is faith. Look, I like one thing T.D. Jakes said. I was listening to him a few days ago. He said, faith is not faith in faith. That is, somebody said, close your eyes, just believe. That is nonsense. By the use of the word believe, it must be tied to an object. That is, I can't say, I believe that, let me say it. Now, we have come to use it wrongly, so we've gotten used to it, but it's wrong. You can't say, I have an example now. Like I haven't written that book I was telling you about. I was in my car one day, and something was making noise. So I said, it's my fan belt, it's disturbing. I want to do something about it. I have a feeling it might cut. So my friend who I was with said, it won't cut. I asked him a simple question, how do you know? Have you seen the fan belt? No. Have you opened my engine? No. Did God speak to you about it? No. So how do you know it will not cut? He said, don't worry, let's go, it won't cut. I said, how do you know? Now you haven't told me why I should take your word for it. If you tell me that, I'm a mechanic, I'm experienced, these kind of noises don't come from fan belts. They actually come from the rubbing of this rubber against this so-and-so place. Good. Then I believe him. You don't believe for nothing, for no reason. Say, close your eyes, just believe that money will drop into your hand. Now, why? Why should I believe that money will drop into my hand now? Number one, does money normally drop from heaven like that? No. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But if you tell me that, thus says the Lord, as soon as you, then I believe God. That was why when Paul was on the boat, I think that would be Acts 27, I think. When they were being besieged by the storm and people were not eating, he said, men, be encouraged, eat. He said, because the angel of God stood by me and said, I have given you the life of all the men that are with you. He said, now I believe God. Do you understand my point? It is not just, I just stand up and say, I believe nobody will die today. Who told you? I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Faith means that I have a reference point. You understand what I'm saying? I told you that people have faith in many things. Everybody has faith. What marks you out as a believer is that you are believing God. You can't just believe. Belief does not hang by itself. It's like CNN was trying to fool us one day, said, Thanksgiving Day is a day in which Americans are thankful. I said, that is pure stupidity. It is a day in which Americans thank God. You can't just be thankful to the moon. Just be thankful to nothing. Say, what? Oh, I am just thankful. That is a perversion of language. The truth is that Thanksgiving must be directed to somebody. Now, somebody can have a thankful attitude. But the day he's celebrating with thanks, he must have somebody he is thanking. That's the way faith is. If you go and read Romans chapter 4, when he was describing God, the faith of Abraham, he said, who in hope believed against hope? Let me explain something to you. Now, we have talked about this several times in the past, but I think I should just quickly go by it again. When you talk about about hope, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, people say that when you have hope, faith will give you substance. It's like saying when you have a building, then you go and put a foundation. The foundation is the substance of the building. Which one comes first? Faith is the substance of hope. Without faith, there is no hope. Do you get my point? Hope is generated when you have an evidence and you believe that evidence. So Abraham looked. The Bible said he was old. It has stopped being with Sarah as it is with women who could bear. That means she was post-menopausal. Like my pastor would say, she had passed menopause. She had reached stop. No, there's pause, there is stop. And that was evidence. It was talking to Abraham. Are you getting what I'm saying? So Abraham believed the evidence of the senses. And there was nothing wrong with it. And look, a normal person should believe that. There was nothing wrong with that. How do you expect an 80-year-old woman to conceive? The only woman who came and told us she did like that in Lagos, they quickly grabbed her. There's one quack nurse that was running one maternity home. All of them put them inside jail. They knew she stole the child. I mean, it makes sense. But it turned out that indeed she stole the child. One woman went to deliver. They told her that her child died. And they took the child and gave to this other woman who had paid money. It was a big deal. That was what made the newsline very popular those days with Frank Olize. He told the story for years. And just by the way, they now found out that the child didn't even belong to the woman who thought it was her own. It was another poor girl who had been stripped of her child. She had given up hope and gone home. The one making all the noise was not even the mother. So suddenly a third person came into the picture. Because when they did DNA testing and everything, they found out that it didn't belong to any of these two people. Now what am I explaining? That the body, look, physical things speak. There are voices everywhere. Your radio speaks. Television speaks. Listen, the greatest thing that Americans and Europeans, most of these people in this so-called developed world, the worst thing they do for an average African is to tell him that he's a useless person. Somebody was telling me recently that, you know, a lot of people who have their kids abroad, who live abroad now, they send their kids home to school. There are many reasons. Some is cost. Good education there is very expensive. So a lot of parents can't bear the cost. Two is that some feel like their societies has very low morals. So they want them to come and learn solid morals at home. Three, some feel like, I don't want my child to feel like he's an American or European. Let him or her remember that he's a Nigerian. So send them home. But there's another reason. Somebody told me. He said anytime they go to school, being black children, the teachers push them towards sports. They don't try to teach them mathematics. They don't try to teach them physics. They tell them they are black, so they are supposed to be running. They are supposed to be playing basketball. They are supposed to be rap artists. They are supposed to be musicians. They are supposed to be movie stars. So they keep on telling the child he's not smart. Believe me, words, we'll talk about words maybe next time. They are very powerful. They take away faith from those people. And if those parents don't do anything about it, that's how the children will grow up. I am black, I am stupid. Look, my son has not started school. But he already knows that he's a smart boy. He knows. He knows he's very intelligent. He knows. He knows there's nothing he can't tackle. He knows he's a great man. He knows he's a good boy. Do you know why? I tell him every morning. Every day I remind him. He wakes up in the morning and says, "This boy, you're smart. Hey, you're too hot." He has never learned anything. Look, listen. Tomorrow, when you see him very hot and sharp, it was because I created it for him. Do you understand the point I'm making? When they keep on telling you your country is bad, every day you watch television, they tell you that Nigeria is the second or third most corrupt nation on the earth. Nothing works. The Nepal does not work. They kept on telling everybody, including themselves, to the extent that when money began to flow in Nigeria, they didn't come to collect it. That's the power of faith. Are you following what I'm trying to say? God said, look, I am not, this is what faith is. I am not saying that the land is not dry. God said, sow your seed. I will pour water upon the seed that you have sown. And if you do this, he said, you will acquire life by obeying me. So look, they wake up every day, tell you, you know, your nation is bad. There is no hope. Your external reserve is low. My own is that external reserve is not God. Price of petrol is not God. National debt is not God. None of them is God. Behold, God said, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, including American prosperity and the wealth of the nations. Is America not a nation? It flows towards you. If I live in Congo, they will flow there. Look, you know, it's one of the things that pains me the most. You look at young people. They sit down and start talking. The other day, some young graduates were in my office. I told one of the young women, I said, I feel sorry for you. I dislike talking to people like you. Straight. You wake up and say, doctors are poorly paid. I said, doctors have been worse paid than bankers for the last 10 years. Yet, you came to medical school only 7 years ago. Why didn't you go to study banking? I said, zip your mouth and stop telling me nonsense. Now, why do you wake up now and start telling them that they are poorly paid? What rubbish poorly paid? I said, you are the highest paid of civil servants in Nigeria. You're just leaving school. They pay you more than most civil servants that have been working for 20 years. Shut your dirty mouth. Because that's how people will come. Listen, you come, you call your money chicken change. Listen to me, it will never be a blessing to you. And you won't understand. Then when you buy car, it will catch fire. Why? Because God said that is bigger than chicken. Your money is chicken change. How many people strip away faith? Look, listen, a man of faith, you can't stop him. Why? Because God said that is how he acquires life. This is the victory that has overcome the world. People wake up every morning, grumbling. I look and say, do you know if I were God, I would kill you rapidly? No, God is long-suffering. No. My suffering is short. No, compare to God's own. No, I will eye some people rapidly. Let them stop talking crap in my ears. You know, people have not seen poverty. They are so unthankful for what God has given them. You wake up in the morning. You have shoes to put on. My friend was telling me about a young girl in Bangladesh that married a young guy. Why? Because he was the only man she had ever seen that had shoes. Shoes. Okay, you are surprised. Shoes. She has seen shoes, though. But nobody around who wanted to marry her ever wore shoes. People have not seen poverty. And you wake up in the morning, tell your country is bad. Listen to me, it is unto you according to your faith. When things are bad, if you hold on to God's word and recognize that badness around is not God, God is God. God said, you will acquire life by believing me. That is where they say it is bad, I will bring so much good. People will say, ah, what are you talking about? When Jesus came out from Nazareth, what did they, was it Andrew that they said, who was it that they called now? That said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. Your life will be a matter of come and see. Many people who departed from where you are right now, 10 years' time, they will describe a story. Look at what is happening in that place. And they will say, can anything good come out of that state? And they will say, they are talking about you. Say, come and see. God said, if you believe me, this is what I do. I cause you to succeed where they said they will fail. That's what it means to acquire life. What does faith mean? Faith means that I understand that what you are saying is physically real, but I understand that everything that can be seen can easily pass away, but the word of God can never pass away. Listen, if you don't have, look, you have to walk, and that is normal with life. You walk by the greatest evidence you have, otherwise you are a gambler. Do you get my point? You have to walk by the strongest evidence presented to you. Hope is that state of mind or state of heart that is produced as a result of the evidence you are walking by. You follow me? So they tell you somebody inherited a gene. They don't live beyond the age of 45. It's not a lie. But then I have another evidence. Though the body is dead or subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. It's not like the doctor doesn't know what he's saying. It's just I have superior intelligence. I have superior information. I walk by that. You can't come and tell me I will die young. I can't. It's too expensive. You get my point? For me to die young is an expensive procedure. No, you look at what it will cost the whole earth. Do you know what God has invested in me? Believe me, I can't die now. I won't. I have no such plans. And look, they are small, yet small, but shall become very great soldiers I'm training for God. Who will finish their training? Do you understand my point? Listen, I believe this strongly. And God said, do you? I said, yes. He said, I will cause you to succeed in doing it. That's acquiring life. The number one seed of success is what? Faith. Whose report will you believe? I love that song from Ron Kenoly. People wake up every morning, they will sit down the situation of the country. One of my cousins called me once. Said she wanted to go to London. I said, for what? He said, you know the situation of the country. I said, shut your mouth. What do you know about the country at your age? You ask me about the situation of the country, and I will tell you. Like Bishop used to sing those the winners. He said, colorful and bright, and I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. That's the situation of the country. Archbishop Idahosa said, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in America. If lizard there, it in Nigeria, eats wasted groundnut. He will eat wasted groundnut here. If he gets to America and lizards are eating wasted chicken, he will just manage to get wasted chicken. He's still a lizard. I am a man of substance. I am a blessing to my generation. I can happen anywhere. I believe that. I believe that. Whatever evidence you like, mount it up. No, this one, I have staked my life on it. I didn't start saying it today because I'm preaching to you. Ask my wife. I told her plenty before I married her. I mean, I told you, look, my toasting was very uncouth. It was not refined at all. I said, I am a pilot of a great jet going somewhere big. I have an empty seat for a co-pilot. The issue is, are you interested? I'm going somewhere anyway, whether you come or not. I will go. No, that's a fact. And look, she's sitting down and I ask her, I was speaking this when there was no comeliness with which anybody should desire me. I wore only white shirts because they were the cheapest things to keep on looking nice. They always look nice. All this one you see me wearing color now. She's the reason I wear color. You understand my point? If she used to make a joke that I brought color into your life. literally it was true. Before then, I wore only white. It wasn't because of immaculate. What is immaculate? It was the only thing that could look good. No matter how old it is, it will look nice. The little money I had, I was buying cassettes, books. A lot of the information I give people now, I acquired it back then. Not now. I'm too busy now to even read. I'm praying to God to give me more time. Between preaching and editing what you preach, between going to radio station and going to your work in the morning and marking scripts and doing this, it takes a lot of time. But those days, God ensured that I didn't have to do any of that. He gave me food that was convenient for me, you know, like the Bible said. Just eat in the morning. I won't give you lunch, so stay at home. So I will read. You don't have energy to run up and down. Yet, look, believe me. One day, I went to our typing pool where I was working in Luth, and I made a statement to the women there. You know, I crack jokes them a lot, you know. So I said something like, maybe she said something like, Dr. Lucian, you are looking very good this morning. And I said, don't worry, now, so I go take catch all these women. You know what she said? She said, no, you, it is not so. It is this your mouth, it is too sharp. And it is true. That is even elderly women. So this guy's mouth is sharp. Women go fall for him, sharp, sharp, with this sharp mouth. The problem is that, look, from outside, he was sharp. But once they move close, man, the guy is not sharp. Pocket was dry. He didn't have any, but man, my mouth was sharp. Do you know why? I believed everything I was saying. No, I still believe it. I'm not saying it because I'm preaching. Why do you think I came to Enugu? If I was looking for money, I wouldn't leave Lagos. Does university job look like where people look for money? No. But I know. I don't need the king of Sodom to make me rich. I don't need anybody. They are not God. God said, wherever you are, I will cause prosperity to flow to the place. The vision he said is for an appointed time. What I am doing is what? Waiting for it. What I'm doing is what? Waiting for it. And I'm not afraid. God is God. He doesn't die. You understand what I'm saying? He doesn't retire. You can't tell him he has done 35 years in service. You follow what I'm saying? So I know God is there. As long as he's God, it's what he has sworn to do. So I have no fear. Look, all the armed robbers and the policemen should start fighting themselves every day. None will come near me. That's what he said. Faith does not mean I don't see what is going on. Faith means I have seen greater things going on also. You understand my point? I mean, I could be broke now. Maybe like a man comes and says, you are owing me 200 naira. You are going to pay me now. And I tell him, relax. Relax, because if I do my hand like this, 200,000 will fall. Do you follow what I say? Doesn't mean I'm not owing him 200 naira. It doesn't mean, I mean, he said, if you don't pay this bill, we'll disconnect this service to you. Say 200 naira. Why are you convulsing like a Boy Scout? Take, you know what I'm trying to say. What am I saying? The 200 naira deficit is real, yes. But the credit of 200,000 is more real. Listen, spiritual things are stronger. I sow my seeds now. Look, I know. In fact, God, all I'm doing is God, so that when you want to bless me, you have enough excuse. Because I tell God is always looking for excuse. Why should I bless you and not bless somebody else? So God will tell you, go and do this. When you do that, say, hey, good. That's an excuse. He had where he was going at the beginning. All this one of do this, don't do that, do this, don't do this, is because he's looking for excuses that he will put together as the reason why he will lift up one and bring down another. Simple. You understand my point? The Bible said the just will acquire life by faith. It is not that the just will say, I'm not seeing what is going on around. No. Just means that whatever what's going on around appears like, if I have information from God beyond that, I will take my decision on the strongest information that I have. And God said, if you do that, then you will acquire life. You will acquire success. You will acquire productivity. You will acquire breakthrough because of that. You understand my point? Number one seed is what? Faith. Let us pray.